Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys have a good weekend. I hope you did. Glad you're here listening to little old me, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Always love it when you guys are here and we get to learn from each other. And when I say that, I know that you're listening to me, but you guys also send me notes. I love getting them. I really do. I got to get out and play a little bit of golf. Had a good time. But even while I was, you know, doing that, I'm still keeping up the fight, you know, paying attention to conversations, making sure. I met, you know, a couple new guys while I was golfing, and you can always tell when they don't know what to say, you know, you're talking about, and it can come up innocently. You know, maybe you're thinking about a song, or because one of this guy I play with, he loves to keep music playing all the time. And so it might be a song, it might be something, but it lends itself into this, you know, where you're trying to guess the political persuasion of the other person. And you don't have to guess with me. I tell people all the time, I don't care what you are. I am a card-carrying, pretty much libertarian Republican, which Republicans are technically libertarians, you know, within 3%. Most Republicans are libertarian. And I'm a pragmatic person who usually votes for the Republican because I dang sure don't vote for Democrats. But I make it very clear. And then they feel free, you know, to, whew, that was close. You know, I'm glad I get to say this or that. I'm like, hey, man, you be, do you. Anyway, I got a note from my friend Ruth, who I call my sugar mama. And apparently Ruth is not able to listen. Well, I didn't get the note from Ruth. I got the note from Ruth's daughter, Barbara. And one of the other sisters, Barbara's sister, lives closer to her mom. But Ruth can't get the show because it comes on in the in the Tampa market way too late, way past Ruth's bedtime, because she doesn't really need her beauty sleep, but she gets it. And so she doesn't get to hear the show. And so Barbara's like, Kevin, how do we get the show? I'm like, listen to it in a podcast. And I know Krista, she listens here locally. Well, not too far locally, but like in Tucson. So tell your grandma to get the show downloaded. She can listen to it anytime she wants. I talk about her all the time. Yeah. Always do. It's like that song by Diana Ross, Sweetest Hangover. Think about her all the time. Never let her out of my mind, cause I love Ruth. Ruth, we love you. Get the show downloaded and listen to it during the day. Your grandchildren know how to do this. I promise you they do. And for those of you who want, do the same thing. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go to the radio piece. Click it. And there it is. You can download and listen anytime you want. That's the beauty of what we do now. You're not locked in. And to be honest with you, that's where Bongino's banking like crazy. You know, you watch his videos and things like this. This guy's making millions of dollars doing this stuff. So, you know, we aren't. We don't have as large of an audience. But that's okay. I've been shadow banned and Bongino's doing well. Anyway, I want to remind you guys who you are. You know, the weekend, you go out there, you get bombarded with different things. And when you should be clearing your head and reinvigorating, rejuvenating yourself for the fight, you're not. You're out there still getting yourself twisted in knots. You may even question yourself. And for the record, it's a good thing to take inventory of who you are, to take inventory of yourself. But when you do that, here's the problem. You have a tendency to be hard on yourself. So I like to take a lot of times, and it's not just after the weekend. The weekend is when I thought about it because I'm out doing my thing too. But I want you guys to think about, you know, not being so hard on yourself. I want to remind you that you are loved and needed by somebody. Somebody cares about you. Somebody's doting on you. You have influenced people that you don't even know. I want you to think about this. When I was running my own company, and I'm not going to get into a long story, but I remember Jim Mangus. Jim, I met him at a bar, former Marine. You know, you're all once a Marine, always a Marine, but retired Marine, I should say. And I hired Jim, and we don't talk to each other sometimes 2 years. I call Jim up. He knows my voice. Kevin Jackson, how you doing? You know, and it's that kind of thing. But here's the deal. He said it. He said it before. I'm the single biggest influence on his professional life. So I know Jim's thinking about me when he's at his job, if he changes jobs, whatever. I know he is. And I promise you, there are people out there that you've impacted, you've touched, you've helped. And you need to be, you need to know that. Sometimes you think that your life is just as, you know, you're meandering through it and you're not making an impact. I promise you, if you are a conservative and you stick to your guns, people are watching. Your children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, they're watching. Other kids, they look. There's a guy's name is Zoe Warren. Zoe does work for us from time to time. Zoe sends me a note probably once a month. It says, Kevin, man, you are the reason that I left the Democrats. You are so amazing. You know, it's just a wonderful note. And then when he's not sending me a note, he calls me and tells me. I want you to know this, folks. The world is not the same without you. I truly believe this. You folks ask me all the time, Kevin, how do we change things? Let me tell you the best and the fastest way to change things. Change the way you think about yourself. Change the way you think about what your contribution is to this cause. That's where it starts. And then change those around you. Don't let them think that they're one person and they're not significant. They are absolutely significant. My youngest son, I love to say this, he gets to see this. I'm happy he gets to see this more than my other boys. His friends' family, you know, like the various friends that he has, they will discuss me or Melissa with our son and say things like, man, your parents have a real presence. And I've heard him say this about me. Your dad has a real presence. And my son, he'll tell me, he says, yeah, Dad, this one guy, you know, he's a friend of mine. He's the dad of my friend. He's like, you know, something about your dad. You know, he's got a real thing about him. And my son goes on to tell him who I am. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I know that guy or whatever. And it's such a proud moment for my kid. See, that's that one place where I can influence somebody. You are doing it. Whether people tell you or not, you're doing it. I promise you. So keep doing what you're doing. Be you. We got a lot to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw this meme, and it said, "Forgive yourself for not knowing better until you knew better." Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And it was posted by this lefty girl. I know she's lefty. She's on Twitter. I looked at her profile. She's a lefty. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. She's young and dumb. Not that the youth has anything to do with it. Lefties are stupid no matter what their age is. And I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with people that are stupid and they remain stupid, and when you try to educate them, they still stay stupid. But again, that's okay. It's up to them. I choose not to be that way. I choose to learn and grow and evolve, etc. But not lefties. But I want to read this again. "Forgive yourself for not knowing better until you knew better." Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? I know people, "Kevin, I don't really understand where you're going with this. You should forgive yourself for not knowing better until you knew better." Yeah, okay. I'll say that until maybe you're, what, 18 years old. And then there comes a point where You can't keep forgiving yourself for not knowing better until you knew better, because what that means is you're stupid. You are no longer, you don't have the intellectual curiosity to figure things out for yourself. You just go, well, I just didn't know. I just didn't know. You want me to give you some examples? Like, I just didn't know that Barack Obama really wasn't that smart and that he was a crappy president. I didn't know that. Didn't know it. Or that Joe Biden is a brain dead moron and you're happy that you voted for him? Really? That's just stupid. Forgive yourself for not knowing better until you knew better. How about forgiving yourself? How about kicking yourself in the butt for not listening to people who were trying to tell you what to do? I have a conversation with my son quite often, far too many times, where he's argumentative about something that I have him do. What did I have him do? You know what I had him do the other day? I said, hey, look, I want you to go to figure out something that you don't know, and I want you to become proficient at it. Oh, even better. So my son is a terrible organizer, my youngest son. So I said, I want you to read something on organizational skills and then come in and impart knowledge on me of what you've learned. And he's like, oh, you know, like I ask him to go lift the truck and hold it up with his hands while I work on it or something. You know, it was no big deal. And he knows he needs it. So I stop him there because I check his little butt. I don't let him get away with it. And I said, oh, okay, I get it. You got better things to do. Mr. Completely Disorganized, where's my cup? Where are my cleats for baseball? What did I do with my bat? Oh my gosh, where did I put my glove? Where's my hat? Dad, have you seen my hat? Oh my gosh, I just bought new sunglasses. Where did I leave them? You know, and we're up there picking up the pieces after everything he's forgotten. And my big rule is, look, if you put things in the right place, you know where they are. Period. This is a kid that left the milk out overnight. Because now I've been bugging him. I'm going, look, once you pour milk into your cereal, put the top on and put it back. But he doesn't do it. He leaves it out. He eats his cereal while he's on his phone. And then he goes away. He walks away. And you know what happens? Yes, you do. The milk stays out and it spoils. And I tell him I'm going to take it out of your allowance. Because I'm not here to go buy myself new milk because you do something stupid. So my rule is, as soon as he gets his milk, I'll tell him. He'll get his milk. He'll leave, and I'll go, put the milk on him. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Because you always remember to put the milk up. There's never been spoiled milk in our house, only 4 times that I can count. So, you know, but he gives me that look. You've all seen it. If you got kids, even if you don't have kids, you've seen it. So here's my point. I'm always going to remind you, do it every time. But if you do it, then you do it automatically. We're not going to have spoiled milk. So when they say forgive yourself for not knowing better until you knew better, he knows better. He knows better. I tell him when he gets a certain amount of chips, like in a big bag, I go, take out a portion and put them back. So you learn portion control, because you'll sit there and eat a whole bag of chips and won't want any dinner. And what you should learn is it's just a snack. It's not a meal. It's a cheap meal. You know, quite frankly, get him a big old bag of chips and say that's your dinner. But it would be bad parenting, and it's also bad kidding, being a bad kid if you just eat stuff up. So learn, you know, moderation. So the point is, we teach ourselves these things, and over time, this 14-year-old boy will become 15, and he won't do as much. And 16, he'll put the milk up automatically, etc. So I have him on these tasks to go learn something. Organization. He's horrible at it. I say you come by it honestly, because I'm not very well organized. So how about you learn it? And then you come show me what it is, and I, by default, get some learning on it as well. And it's a good thing. And he's just like, and I ask him this. Do you think learning how to organize is for me or for you? When I'm asking you to do that, who is that for? Do you really think that I'm going to, you know, sit there and go, oh my gosh, you're amazing at organizing, you know, please tell me more? I'm looking at you, tell me, because I want to make sure it's sinking in. I want to make sure that this problem that I recognize that you have, I'm going to help you to fix, not by doing it, but by having you research it and do it and put things into practice. You guys are going to be going to laugh at this, but I have this rule that I do with my son. Every day, I get up and I put down the task that he has on a piece of paper. And the task is not complete until he scratches it out on the piece of paper. And his day is not complete until he scratches all the tasks out on the piece of paper and he brings it to me. Now you're saying, Kevin, what's that got to do with anything? I go, because see, one of the things that my son has a problem with is finishing. He'll start something he doesn't finish. He'll do his homework, but he doesn't turn it in. So he'll get D's for not turning in his homework. He'll leave the milk out because he doesn't get the milk, use the milk, put the milk back. He doesn't do it. So I'm giving him things to close the loop. You're going to learn how to get organized. And part of being organized is get things out of the way. And the second part of being organized is completing stuff, learning what it feels like. So when he brings me his first list and it's all scratched out, and he's all, and I look at him, I go, "You proud of that?" I said, "Is there anything?" "It's all scratched out, Dad. It's all scratched out." "Okay, you proud of that?" "Yeah." He starts smiling. Like, "Yeah, yeah." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because I completed the list." I said, "Exactly. How do you know you completed the list?" Because I scratched through them. "Exactly." I said, "Do you know what the exercise is? Do you really have to scratch through the item for it to be complete? If it's take out the trash or go pick up Buster's poop or whatever, right?" And he looked at me and says, "No." I said, "Then why do I have you do it?" And he didn't have an answer. I said, "Because I want you to feel what it feels like when you've done everything off of a checklist. That's a great feeling. You're going to get this list every day." So I give him a list every single day. He's got to check out. I know that's not what you guys want to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. Fraud, Fauci the fraud, still on the hot seat. It's now safe to attack the little fraud. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Brussels, where he's taking part in the NATO summit with 29 other world leaders. Biden continuing his international trip. On Sunday, the president was discussing holding China accountable for the origins of coronavirus.
One of the things I raised and others raised, I wasn't the only one who raised this at the G7, is that we don't know, we haven't had access to the laboratories to determine whether or not, I have not reached a conclusion because our intelligence community is not certain yet.
Two tropical storms are possible in the Gulf this week. The National Hurricane Center is watching the Atlantic get more active and keeping an eye on two possible systems. One storm is in the southern Gulf and the other just moved off the coast of Africa. There is a third possible system right off the coast of North Carolina, about 90 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras. You're listening to USA Radio News. The average price of regular gasoline rose 2 cents to $3.13 per gallon over the last 3 weeks. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the story.
The price did reflect an increase of 95 cents higher than this time last year. But according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the spring demand rush has yet to commence.
The spring demand rush, as we might normally call it, simply did not materialize so far because of price, because of general inflation, and because the work commute is still grossly reduced.
The highest average price across the nation is the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.31 a gallon, compared to Baton Rouge at $2.60.
An excessive heat warning in effect for Las Vegas and Phoenix this week, where temperatures could reach as high as 117 degrees all week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys ever heard of hyperthymesia? It's like a super memory. People who can remember most of the details of their lives, and it usually surrounds things like the date and the weather. And it's much like the savants that can, you know, look at something and count it and, you know the numbers, or these people that have extraordinary abilities in math, that these hyperthymesiacs can remember their lives in detail. And one of my, a guy who's a friend of mine, he's a producer, works with me, he said, Kevin, Mary Lou Henner is a hyperthymesiac, I guess is what you call her. And I said, because we were talking about her, and I said, I met Mary Lou Henner. You remember the show Taxi? You guys are too young, but you remember the show Taxi? So Mary Lou Henner was one of the people in Taxi. Kind of a down-to-earth Italian chick from New York kind of thing. And anyway, I got the opportunity to meet her at an event. And I'm not kidding. People think I'm joking when I say this, but it's very true. She didn't hit on me like, hey, Kevin, you want to come back to my room or anything like that. But when we were standing around talking, this woman was looking at me like I was pretty hot stuff. And admittedly, I was very hunky at the time. I'm still a hunk. I'm just not as hunky. I'm less of a hunk than I was then. What are y'all laughing at? I'm not trying to say I am. I am trying to say that. I'm not going to lie. I'm a hunk, okay? However, I was an even bigger hunk back then. Hard to believe. So we're standing around. I don't even remember the details. I don't remember how I met her. But I knew her, and she knew people knew her. Not when people weren't making a huge deal about her. But we're just in a place talking. And I look over at her, and she's looking at me like, wow. You know, like with this look of... And so I'm telling Kenny about her, and he goes, well, you know she's a hyperthymesiac. Or whatever. I was like, what the heck is that? He goes, she remembers everything, all the details of her life. He goes, if you can remember, you know, like ever see her again, she'll go, I remember you. And I was like, that would be kind of cool. And she, you know, she was in Taxi, she was kind of buxom and a little thicker. When I saw her, she was much thinner, and she was obviously older, still an attractive lady. But nothing happened between me and Mary Lou. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If she tells you different, she's No, she won't tell you different. Because nothing happened. But it got me thinking about remembering everything. And the internet sort of makes us all hyperthymesiacs because there's all the details. But what's funny is leftists seem to think that it's all gone. Like, we're all just, oh, shoot, once you forget, you forget. Now, that's normal for us, right? Think about it. I don't remember. I probably can't tell you what I had for... I can tell you what I had yesterday to eat. But I can't tell you what I had the day before. Or the day before that. I have to really think about it. And there are some days, if you say go back 2 weeks, I can think about it and it's never going to come because it doesn't matter to me. And I wonder how the brain processes that way. But here's the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think leftists think we're all just going to forget. It's not going to matter. Well, it does matter. Look at this disastrous foreign policy at play with Kamala Harris embarrassing the United States in Guatemala and Central America, and Joe Biden embarrassing us in London and in Europe. And he's going to meet with Putin this week, and he's going to get chumped out. Unbelievable. And we'll talk about it here in a little bit, but wow. What an embarrassment. And so, I don't know what liberals think. I'm not going to try to get into their brains, but if you watch this play out, you can't be happy with Biden and Harris. You can't be. And I know the media is trying to spin it, and they're trying to make it into something that it isn't. But it was embarrassing to me. Anyway, so there's a rumor float. Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and cover. We might as well cover Biden and what they're saying about him. Pompeo spoke on this issue. So let's hear that. Let's hear Pompeo talking about Biden. I think he talks about him in two clips, right? So immigration and how he's going to handle Putin. And here's the one for immigration. Actually, let's do this. Before we get to that, let's play the one with Kamala Harris getting snippy with the reporter who asked her about the border situation.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked... I'm not finished. I said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you have a date? ¿Tiene una fecha para su viaje a la frontera para ver la situación con sus propios ojos?
I will keep you posted.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I will keep you posted. I'm not finished. I will finish here. You just hold it, little Latina sister girl. Yeah, you just hold on. I'll get back with you when I'm ready. I love how they spit their titles out. I'm going as the Vice President of the United States. Okay, whatever. They so want to feel important. Oh, man. They want us to dote on them and really believe what they say. But they're not. They're losing, too. Losing big time. That lady was pressing her. When are you going? When? And Kamala Harris was having none of it. Too interesting to me. But it's getting out in the world that these people are no good. No good at all. While we've got homeless veterans, homeless people all over this country. And they're bringing people in by the tens of thousands every single week. And they get mad if you bring it up. But do you see the trick? There's a trick being played on us. See, because Kamala Harris actually makes sense. She says, look, you got to stay. You can't come here. You can't let your kids come across. You can't come across thousands of miles. Think you're going to get to the American border, and we're going to the U.S. border, and we're going to let you in. You can't do that, number one. And number two,
She said, look, Guatemala, Honduras, and everywhere else in Central America, El Salvador, you've got to do something to keep your citizens here. It's not our responsibility. Now, what's the trick? The trick is, we agree. Let's be honest, folks. You have to agree with that, because that is the, that's the line. That would be what we would say. Somebody call me, 844-551-8255. You know that's what you think. That's what I think. I'll admit it. But here's what I also know. I know the games they play. See, here's the bigger game. Here's the bigger thing to think about. Why do they want us to agree with Kamala Harris? Why have the powers that be sent her there to say what she said? If you are of the mindset that I am, that none of these things are said by the people, you know, in other words, these aren't Kamala Harris's views. These are views of somebody telling her to say it. She's not a power broker. She can't speak on this. She, in theory, she would have to check with Biden to see if this is what he wants. She doesn't even have to check with him. Whoever's controlling this stuff said, go there and say what conservatives want you to say. Now, why do they do that? Why do they have her saying what we would agree with? Now, let me give you my theory. Biden's on the way out. Because if we go, look, that's sane. That's what we believe. And any bit of us shifts towards her. It isn't. Biden is never going to win us over. There is nothing that man will say. And by the way, not saying you would be won over by Kamala Harris. But if they take a poll and they can at least say, you know, she's really moderate. Look at what she's saying. And they can win some of these people back. And I don't know if they can or they can't. It's not for me to decide. Then what happens? The landscape changes dramatically. So knowing that Kamala Harris doesn't believe that, knowing that her personal view would be, look, she's going to toe the leftist line. She's not going to go against the leftist line. Knowing this, you have to know somebody told her. And if they're telling her to say that, you have to know that there's something afoot. I'm just teaching you how to interpret stuff. Forget what they say and all that. It's really what drives it. That's what I want you to be thinking about as we take this short break, because we have to pay the bills. We don't have to pay no bills.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The biggest threat to America. What do you think it is? 844-551-8255. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me thank you guys for increasing our downloads, etc. It's nowhere near what we need it to be, but you know what? You're responding, and we appreciate that. Thank you for spreading the word. I got a birthday coming up. The day after Father's Day, June 21st. FYI. I'm not looking for anything from you guys. I just want you to recognize it, the day that I was born. is coming upon us. If you want to do something special for the team, it's okay. We'll take it. We accept it. But I'm not saying it to get that. For those of you who will tell somebody, here's what I would ask you to do. Tell somebody about the Flick Fest or join it yourself. Tell somebody about PolitiChatter. Become one of our pro members as we decide, you know, when we're going to take this company public. You know, do something to promote what we're doing because we don't do it selfishly. There's nobody driving McLarens around here, living the high on the hog. So, yeah, we'd love to get your take. So what is America's greatest threat? Well, global climate change, silly, of course. Don't you know? No, wait, hold on a minute. Nope, it's not. It's white people. No, wait, hold on. No, it's not. Well, not exactly. It's Donald Trump supporting white people. That's what it is, yeah. And you know that? You guys aware of that? Mm-hmm. The greatest threat to America and mankind. Global climate change. Whoo! If we don't fix it, well, we could all die. I know. We're all going to die anyway. But we could all die together. Which would be really kind of cute. I mean, kind of a, you know, a nice thing that we all perish at the same time. Because then that we would just go, okay, world over. Game over. Versus this individual thing of, you know, a couple hundred thousand people a day dying. How about we do something where we all just go? Wouldn't that be very poetic? Not that anybody would be left to enjoy the poetry of it all. So America's top military guy said that China and Russia remain the greatest military threats to America after Biden said that the Joint Chiefs told him that the greatest physical threat facing America was global warming. And here is General Milley making that statement.
I understand. One of the things I want to get at is because just I think it was just yesterday, President Biden announced when he announced America's back in Europe to military men and women, Air Force in the UK, that the number, according to the military leaders, that the number one threat facing America's national security is climate change. 6 weeks ago today, the European Union Parliament, speaking of NATO and allies, which are a prominent part of your testimony in this budget, EU Parliament passed a resolution 569-67 urging the EU institutions and member states to do everything they can to stop the completion of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. 3 weeks ago today, President Biden lifted the sanctions on completing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And I'm just kind of wondering, and that flies in the face both of America's back. It flies in the face of building NATO alliances, rebuilding, as the budget document states. I'm not sure which ones we lost, but I know that there are at least 8 European Union allies, including Ukraine, who strongly oppose Nord Stream 2 for national security reasons. And certainly from climate change standpoint, if climate change is the number one threat facing America's national security, allowing Nord Stream 2 to be built is not good for the climate. So I have some great concerns, and I think we ought to get them straightened out. And I don't know for the life of me how completing Nord Stream 2 helps our alliance with the European Union, other than maybe with the current Chancellor of Germany.
Senator, if I could just make a comment on your piece about the threats. Climate change is a threat. Climate change has significant impact on military operations, and we have to take it into consideration. Climate change is going to impact natural resources, for example. It's going to impact increased instability in various parts of the world. It's going to impact migrations and so on.
I stopped it there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Because if you just substitute weather for climate change, you know, what is he saying? Well, weather affects war. If it's cloudy, in the old days you didn't bomb because you couldn't see through the cloud layer. Now we have radar systems, we can do it. But still, it affects it. If there's going to be tornadoes or floods or hurricanes or whatever, you know, at the time of year, dust storms, all kinds of things. It's weather. It affects every. It is so ridiculous that this guy's even talking about this. Are you kidding me? Of course the weather impacts Okay, let me put it to you this way. You don't send Marines in summer gear into Siberia. You don't send guys with, you know, snow suits and what have you and skis into the desert regions. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that we're having this discussion, and we've got the head of our military who's being led by Captain Demento. And he's saying, well, you know, I'm not disagreeing with Biden. You know, I'm not saying, I mean, weather, climate change, weather affects, you know, troop movements and people moving and migration schedules and all that. No kidding. You want to know what weather impacts? It impacts when the wildebeest decide to go across the meadow and cross over the river and brave the crocodiles because they're going to go get some greener grass. It affects all that. It affects when geese decide to fly and ducks and anything else. This is so silly, it's stupid. Anyway, let's finish the rest of this clip because I'm mad.
And in addition to that, we have infrastructure challenges here at home, witness some of our hurricanes and stuff. So climate change does impact.
I had to stop it again. What does the climate weather at home have to do with anything that's with his role? In anything involving climate change? Let me give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. All right, let's finish it.
But the president is looking at it at a much broader angle than I am. I'm looking at it from a strictly military standpoint. And from a strictly military standpoint, I'm putting China and Russia up there. That is not, however, in conflict with the acknowledgement that climate change or infrastructure or education systems, national security has a broad angle to it. I'm looking at it from a strictly military standpoint.
I just think it's peculiar that the president would go to another continent and tell our service members there that the number one threat is climate change, albeit a threat. With that, my time's expired. Thank you.
God just sickens me. I don't know how you guys feel. Sickens me to hear these guys promote this abject nonsense. Education, infrastructure, all of it. Well, that's all has to do with climate change. None of it has to do with climate change. None of it. None of it. And when Republicans, he's trying to put this guy on the hot seat, because here's what he said, what he's saying, this Republican senator, he's saying, look, the biggest threat is Russia and China. What did Biden just do? Biden just let Russia, he greenlit the pipeline that's going to allow Russia to effectively cut off Europe from oil and gas. He greenlighted it. I mean, there's no way this would be happening under Trump. And we'll get to, in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about Biden and his meeting with Putin. I want to go back to this, General Milley. This is not, however, in conflict with the acknowledge that climate change or infrastructure or education systems, national security has a broad angle. He's not, national security has nothing to do, I mean, I'm not going to say that you don't want to look at some of these issues around national security. I'm not going to say that. But when you're asking the military, the guy who's over the military, let me put it this way. If Milley says, look, I don't care what people think about climate change and with respect to what their roles are. In the military, we deal with weather. Weather has to be taken into consideration with troop movements and things like this and migration patterns, if you will, of the people that we may be trying to protect or who we have to go to engage. That I get. But other than that, I'm worried about the Russian military movements. I'm worried about what China's doing, the space stations that are going up, and a host of other things. That's what I'm going to concern myself with, not this nonsense. But instead, we have this pansy-butt military. There's no conflict. Whatever. He says, I'm looking at it from a strictly military standpoint. You're right. From a strictly military standpoint, and oh, by the way, from a worldview, weather is not our big deal. We have bigger fish to fry. They have corrupted the military in ways we may never be able to fix.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.